When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Hyundai Staria Load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Roof. Good afternoon, 2 minutes past three. Welcome to the show. Kimbo on the Roach with you for the next 2 hours. Sorry about that. Live from Studio Lumo SA. Not a bad day outside. A little bit windy. 20.2 degrees. We're here thanks to McGain Real Estate. We love them. And Hyundai, the drive. Oh, you can drive away in a Hyundai Staria load van from $49,490. T's and C's apply. Our next, well, is he a guest? No, he's the co-host. Doesn't do a lot of work, though. Let's go to the Roach.
What's a matter to you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad?
Why?
It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place.
Oh, Roach, that was a lazy introduction. Sort of been racing around. Then grabbed a second coffee.
Hello, Kim. Why did you apologise?
Well, I just said it was a bit of a lazy introduction.
There are people who are more than delighted we're here for 2 hours.
Oh, that bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark from Tasmania thinks we should be on for 2.5 hours every day.
Oh, okay, Mark. We might arrange a special half hour just for him.
Yeah, well, you can do that, Roach.
I see we all got the memo. You're in black, Trav's in black, Ben's in black, I'm in black.
No, Trav's more of a grey, I think. It's a charcoal.
Faded black.
The rest of us are in black, though. Looking forward to today's show, Roach. I feel like I'm on holidays today for some reason.
Right.
Okay. All right,
strap yourselves in.
Hey, good show coming up. Before we get into the guests, though, beat the boys. We like to do this at the top, right? Get a contestant, then we don't have to worry about it. $200 worth of free fuel. All you have to do is ring right now. On what number, Roach?
On 1-300-736-736. I'm sure everyone's got it now.
Sound like you're running out of petrol.
Don't want people to get it wrong.
1-300-736-736. You can ring now. You take on Roach or me. And best of three questions. You go in the draw to win $200 worth of free fuel. It's all thanks to Ranella Hyundai, Amber and the team down there on South Road. What number South Road, Roach?
751, I think.
Was it?
Something like that.
Oh, I don't know. Is it?
That's what I punched into my Google Maps when I went
was
there.
Was it? Oh, must be then.
750 right. Or 751, around there.
Give us a ring and we'll do that at around 4:15. Busy show coming up. Huge weekend of sport in little old Adelaide. 3:30, we'll chat to Nick Haslam, Tournament Director of LIV Golf. It all starts at 11:15 on Friday. Roach, shotgun starts. Going to be huge.
Yes.
So many people would like to go, either can't afford it due to the cost of living.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
But I've got some news.
Yes.
Tomorrow we'll be giving away a double pass to LIV Golf on Sunday at the Shark Shack Watering Hole Suite, thanks to Ned Whiskey, Australia's most awarded bourbon-style whiskey, by us, for us. Now, this is worth over $1,000, Roach.
Perfect.
$1,000. So we'll be giving that away tomorrow. So join us then. All right. Nick Haslam joins us at 3:30. At 3:50, Racing SA CEO Vaughan Lynch. Two great Group 1s this Saturday. There's some good news. There might be some free tickets there as well.
Good.
The time-honoured journalistic masterpiece known as Roachie's Roast. Who are you roasting today, Roach?
We're going to take on the World Game in Australia. I know it's an easy punching bag at times, but this time they deserve the black eye they're getting. Well, they're actually giving it to themselves. Simon Hill was brilliant on the weekend when he summed it all up. We'll go back there and just ask the question, where is this all going?
All right. I know you get passionate about that, Roach. Texts are coming through on the text line already. 0427-154-166. That's the text line. You can ring up and have a chinny or you can send a cheeky little text. We're not fuss. It's all thanks to Mourn Team Hyundai down at Cheltenham. We love them. Yes. We love Miles Bergman as well. He'll join us after 4:30. Never as enjoyable chatting to one of our special guests after a loss. They went down by 42 points. Only a 73-point turnaround, Roach. Nothing to worry about.
No, Kim. Not at all. It's only April.
Everyone's dragging out the stats, how Port go against top four sides now.
Yes, yes. Oh, well, we'll see how it goes at the end of the year.
Early days. Early days.
Remember when they couldn't win finals, Kim.
I'm supremely confident this year. Supremely confident.
Supremely confident.
Yeah, I am.
Wow.
You win four of your next five, maybe all five. Mm. You may beat Geelong down there. I'd rest Charlie this week.
That's an interesting line you've got there, whereby if you have a look at how Port Adelaide is playing on short breaks, be it Friday night going into a Thursday night showdown, you may have hit on a really good point here. One,
thank you.
Go again. Let's just throw it out as your famous line about spitballing. Sweet Soldo, one experiment is never going to give you the
give
answer.
Give it one more.
Give it
go.
One more. Yeah, and against St Kilda,
you can't beat. I'm exactly. not being disrespectful to Saints fans, but they've got a lot of injuries at the moment.
Yes.
And look, they're not the strongest side in the competition. If you can't beat them at your home deck, with or without Charlie, every side has that many injuries at the moment. Look how Sydney's trucking along at the moment.
Richmond.
Without Parker.
Richmond's injury list, Kim.
Yeah, I know, but they're not going well.
I know, but you're talking about
But Sydney's going brilliantly, and they still have Parker and Callum Mills out of their midfield.
So your point, go again with a theme, test it out for the second time, give Charlie another break, prime him for the showdown. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, I think it's food for thought. Here's a text. Hi, Kim. I was also going to say, why can't you start at 2:30 so we can avoid 30 minutes of dribble from Melbourne? That's from Tim. A lot of people say that. I'm not going to read them out anymore. I've given the reason. It's your astronomical wage, Rooch. If you weren't so demanding, we'd be able to do it.
Wish you were my manager.
I'd have to deal with you more regularly then. Rich, let's quickly go around the grounds with a couple of smaller topics. Well, I say that respectfully as well before we get into the juicy stuff of the day. Melbourne take on Richmond tomorrow at 6:55, the MCG, the first of our Anzac Day games. A little bit of good news for both sides.
So we get the team shortly. We'll know Clayton Oliver will be back for Melbourne after the
hand surgery.
Finger. Now, Adam Uzo has confirmed Hopper comes back, Grimes come back from a knee and wrist injury, respectively. They need all the troops they can get, the Tigers. Hopefully the week off has given them some new energy.
Yeah, well, it will. Yeah. No, they won't win that one.
No,
I wouldn't think so. No. Hey, just quickly, I'll do this one, Rich, so we can jump into a break and talk about Josh Rochelle and the tribunal.
Yes.
All right. Update on the Crows. They have four players doing a fitness test. One's Brody Smith. Begs the question, should have he played last week?
Tick.
Lachie Murphy, Sam Berry, and Jordan Butts all have fitness tests to see if they can go to Hobart and take on the Kangaroos.
So interesting time for Adelaide, yeah.
Yeah, we'll keep you across that. All right, we'll jump into our first break. When we come back, we'll hopefully wrap up the Josh Rochelle saga, if we want to call it that. He spoke on 5AA this morning.
Kim.
Yeah, he's a regular on Channel 9 and he's a regular on 5AA. Right. Maybe it's too much media for a young lad.
Oh, Kim, really?
I'm just saying.
He's
only 21.
He's pretty good in that space.
Well, he might be, but it's still a lot. It's a lot maybe too soon.
Okay.
You wouldn't have too many other 21-year-olds doing that much media. I haven't really thought about it, but it's a fact.
Well, gee, Harley Reid owns a newspaper in the West.
Yeah, but...
And he's not even 20.
It's not a regular segment. They're
writing
about
him. He's on there every
day. Yeah, but
he's on the back page again today.
Root, you idiot. It's not him. Oh. It's not him doing a regular segment. It's them reporting on him.
I know.
There's a bit of
difference. Control there.
3:10.
The Hyundai Staria load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Roots. We're here thanks to McGain Real Estate. That's why everywhere you go, there's a sign popping up saying,
sold by McGain. Again.
That was very dramatic, Rooch. Few texts coming through. You guys are joking, aren't you? Two rucks again. That's for Port. That's from Costa, who's a Crows supporter. And Costa did say on Friday that he said he would bet anything. Remember what you're gambling with. That Jordan Sweet would be subbed out before three-quarter time, and he was. So I remembered that text, Costa.
But one trial, surely not enough.
No, not really. Yeah, bring him
so
to the club.
So that's why your thought, rest Charlie Dixon. prepping well, for the showdown has merit.
Thank you, Rooch. It was said with the best interests of everyone. Vicentini over Sweet Lads, a much better forward. No name on that one. We appreciate that too.
There's that too. He's another one to consider.
All right, Rooch, let's jump into Josh Rochelli. It's been the talk of the footy world for all the wrong and right reasons. We know what happened on Friday night. I thought the light was maybe got caught in his eyes, but he's owned it and said he wasn't brave enough with one incident and then another one that he misjudged that didn't look great. If you didn't hear it, this was him doing his regular segment on Channel 9 talking to Corey Norris and owning what he did.
They've definitely repeated in my head over and over again this whole weekend, and just a couple of little marking errors. That the first one was just more about I thought someone was coming right over the top of me, and completely honestly just wasn't brave enough in that situation, which I'm gonna have to take that and move on and learn from it. And the other one was just a complete misjudge. The ball just sailed over and I thought it was coming a bit closer.
I thought actually coming out and owning that was braver than what was required on the night.
True.
You don't get many that do that. And the scrutiny now, there was a time when people would dance
challenge
around
him, isn't it?
Yeah, there was time when commentators would dance around. Oh, I didn't like the look of that. But now it just gets called out.
Yep.
This was Josh now having a little bit more time for reflection on his regular 5AA segment this morning.
Yeah, it's a hard one. Like, I had a lot of discussions with people over the weekend, because when you are going to celebrate like I do and show that passion, as you said, you can be put on a pedestal quite quickly when you're doing well, but when things aren't doing well, it goes down quite quickly. Like Jack Ginnivan's a prime example of it, and everyone loves watching him play. I love watching him play, but to see when he's not doing well, he gets put down as quick as anyone. And I've had conversations about, do I just chill out on the celebrations a little bit and things like that, which I'm thinking about at the moment, just taking a little bit of a step back and just letting my footy do the talking a bit, just for a little bit. But yeah, it is hard, because that's how I've always played as
it's
a junior.
It's your personality. That's why people love watching you play footy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But it's also, again, at the end of the day, when something goes wrong, this stuff hits you quite hard too. So it's a fine line.
Interesting. We don't want his personality removed, because he is a young player, excites the crowd and brings people through the turnstiles. If you take it too far the other way, goes wrong. I understand his want to get it in a balance and not then subject himself to the criticism that comes with, you're a lair and all that sort of stuff. But like I said of Harley Reid, what we saw of him in the derby, if that's what your personality is, live with it. And the fact that he owns the errors, the mistakes, the failures, tells you he's a pretty level-headed kid, even if he has this bubbly personality that seems to be, it's not just on the footy field. Off the footy field, he's known to have a great personality.
Yeah, and he's a little energizer bunny around the club. And I understand that, Rooch. I'm just going back to what I said before, which was sort of a comment without an enormous amount of thought. But having thought about it for 5 minutes now, I don't like the fact that the clubs, they have him, he's a regular on Channel 9 and a regular radio segment as well. Yeah. At this stage of his career, I think it's a little bit early. Get your football right first. Hey, one media partner maybe, but two.
Can we give him some media advice to Josh Rochelli? To help him with his career on radio?
Well, go on.
Don't chew gum on radio, Josh.
Oh, right, you saw
please.
That. Yeah, I'd be pulling him back from some of the media commitments as well. He's still learning about life. All right, Gary Lyon had a bit to say about Josh Rochelli on the Brekkie Show this morning and regarding an incident from the week before.
There was a moment the week before where Josh perhaps hadn't been as hard, and we elected not. I was doing the game with Brownie, and we elected not to.
Why?
Well, we don't hang people out, just particularly younger players. That's my philosophy anyway. But when it was as overt as that, it would be not doing him justice to not talk about it, because then everyone would be going, well, why aren't you talking about it? So
He went on to say what happens next is the most important thing for Josh.
What happens next is the most important thing. And that was the message. This won't define you as a player, Josh, because he's a super player. But what happens next, it will be important.
So fingers crossed we put it to bed. Yep. Hopefully his footy does the talking. But I'll tell you, everyone will be watching the next time he's sitting underneath one, won't they?
True.
Yep. So that'll
be
the big test.
A few opponents who will be saying some things as well.
Oh, there will be. There will be the little Sookie Lala one from Answorth, will there?
Come on.
I think we see players do it all the time. No,
there might be a few players who just stomp the ground a bit.
Roach, they're not going to stomp the ground.
You know what I mean? You know what I was getting at?
I know what you mean. I don't think they'll be doing that. Oh, you're right. Okay, yeah, off the ball, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we'll jump into the break. When we come back, it's a busy night at the Tribunal. We have differing thoughts on this. Toby Green and Jesse Hogan will talk about that.
And Tom Barrass.
Yeah, and Tom Barrass. Yes, really. That's... Oh, I get really annoyed with what they're doing to the game at the moment, Roach.
What did you think of Jonathan Brown saying if we go down this path, we'll have Gaelic football?
We'll play that a little bit later, Roach. It's 3:22.
The Hyundai Staria load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Roach.
3:27 on a Tuesday afternoon. We're here thanks to Hyundai and McGain Real Estate. A lot of texts coming through, Roach. This one says, could not disagree more, Kimbo. If anything, he proved how mature he is. Continue your media, Josh. As a Crows fanatic, I cannot wait to see the rest of his footy year. I've got a feeling his game will elevate. He's a massive talent. Cheers, Simon. Simon, I'm not going to go to war over it. I love people being part of the media. I'd be a hypocrite. But I think at 21 years of age, when you're still finding your way in the AFL system, as mature as he is and he speaks really well, don't have a problem having one gig, but having two gigs, I just think your footy is your main income. Get your backyard in order first, and then you can get the rewards from those things a little later. And, there's not too many people, unless they're really experienced, that have two gigs that are playing, Roach.
Yep, I get you.
Yeah, especially here in Adelaide. So that would just be my fatherly advice if I was talking to him, all right? But appreciate your views. Roach, the Tribunal tonight, tell us what's going to happen.
Well, Jesse Hogan will argue against a one-match ban for his moment off the ball with Lewis Young in the goal square, where Usyk comes off the forearm and makes contact to the face.
Yep.
But we'll see how that plays at the Tribunal as to whether they consider that worth one because of it being off the ball. You heard Laura Kane say, we'll take that more seriously.
If he was aiming at his head, give him a game. But he wasn't. So I think he should get off of that.
Fascinating. Who knows? Fascinating one is Toby Green. In a marking contest with Jordan Boyd, the Peter Wright moment being repeated in front of our eyes, where so many former players are saying, what was Toby Green to do once he was committed in the air to go for the mark? I mean, how do you find the reverse gear when you've launched to get out of the way?
I think we're too far down the track with this one. Okay. I think he'll lose his appeal. Do you want to hear a few different views?
Yes, please.
Before we get into the third one. Here's Gary and Tim talking about whether Toby has a case at the Tribunal.
We have to look at every one of these collisions.
We'll cut that one. Sorry. No, I just realised it automatically kicks into the news. We'll get back to that a little bit later.
And the other one will be Tom Barrass with the tackle that goes to ground with Michael Walters.
And I think he should get
conduct
off.
Or not.
When is the onus going to be on the player? Walters has got the ball in his left arm. If he wants to protect himself, drop the ball.
But isn't now this whole duty of care potential to cause injury putting the burden on the tackler?
Well, you're not going to injure him.
I don't know.
They've got to take some response. Hey, we'll flesh it out a bit more after the break. We're going to talk golf as well.
Right.
The Hyundai Staria load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Roots.
Just after 3:30, Kimbo on the Roots with you on a Tuesday afternoon. Not a bad day outside, a little bit windy. We're here thanks to McGain Real Estate. That's why everywhere you go, there's a sign popping up saying sold by McGain again. Just a reminder, a little later, Miles Bergman from the Port Adelaide Footy Club will be joining us.
Is he a golfer?
I would imagine many footballers find it quite cathartic to play golf.
They'll all be it. Liv, won't they?
Depends how they perform. Liv Golf is without doubt one of the biggest events now in South Australia, whether it be sport or entertainment. We're lucky enough to have the executive tournament director of Liv Golf, Nick Haslam, with us again. How are you, Nicky?
Kim, I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me on, boys.
No, we know how busy you are at the moment. We love this event. It's its second year. We want to help where we can. Is it sold out yet?
It's grounds tickets are exhausted for Saturday, but there are still grounds available on Friday and Sunday.
Okay. Now, how can people get those tickets? We've been getting a lot of correspondence. How can people get hold of a ticket now?
LiveGolf.com.
That's as simple as that.
Perfect. Hey, Nick, out of curiosity.
Yep.
Was it strategic or accidental that you got it alongside the Anzac Day holiday so people can then make a four-day trip to Adelaide?
Yeah, well, it's definitely advantageous, Rooch, but yeah. It's accidental.
Oh, good accident.
Really? Safe answer.
Good accident.
It means that the Prime is going to be on tomorrow rather than the Thursday when it's normally on.
Yep.
As you said, it's a great opportunity. It's school holidays here, but great opportunity for people to make a four-day weekend of it if they're coming from interstate.
Take it that it was strategic. You say it was all your thinking.
Yeah, it's a global schedule that the tournament works around. Understand. So, that's the dates we got. But, the forecast looks good. We had great weather last year. It's looking clear. So we can't wait. The place is looking really good. We've spent a lot of time. It's 50% bigger capacity this year, 30% bigger hospitality. And the course is looking outstanding. Rowan Damon and the Grange Golf team have done Grange Golf Club team have done a great job. So we can't wait to get started on Friday.
All right. It was voted the world's best golf event in 2023 by World Golf Awards. We had 77,000 there. You said you've increased the attendance, 30%? So will we get 100,000 there this weekend?
Well, yeah, we will get some big numbers. I won't put a number on what it will be, but it will be a big increase. It will feel bigger and better, and it feels that now as I'm walking through the fan village. But it's exciting. We've got, I think 42% of ticket purchases are from interstate. So that popularity nationally has really shown it's been a good investment by the Malinowskis government, It's just great to be a part of this event.
Yeah, he's very popular, Pete, at the moment, Peter Malinowskis. Now, for those that can't get there, we're covering it on SEN. You can catch up with Paddy Welsh, who's been covering golf in Australia for a long, long time. He's brilliant at it. Along with Miles Fitzner and Nick Dal Santo, he loves his golf. You'll get all the action on SEN. For other people that can't get there, how can they watch it?
Yeah, they can watch on Channel 7. So it's going to be broadcast nationally on 7 on the main channel Friday through to Sunday. So, It's an incredible broadcast, and the technology they've gotten is seconds and none. Definitely encourage you to jump on to watch and listen on SEN, as you said, if you can't get here.
Nick, when you had completed the first Uplive It in Adelaide and it becomes the world's greatest golfing event, what did you think we can do better this year? What was key of mind there?
Oh, good question, Rooch. I mean, when you're doing something for the first time, you don't really know what you're stepping into. And I think the way that we've been able to prepare from a build perspective has just been better. We've worked with a really great supply chain here in SA, which has got a really good event infrastructure. The community, when you've worked with someone for a longer time, you know what to expect. And we've worked with the Live Golf team out of the US and UK for, this is the second year now, so it's just a little bit smoother. And I think when fans get here, they'll experience what is a truly unique event. A massive fan village, incredible infrastructure. We've got Fisher back on the Saturday night, Tones and I Friday, and flight facility Sunday. So some really like big quality acts. And I think, we, as I said, know what to expect. So we're focusing on making it a full entertainment offering for everyone.
It is unique. It's a golf tournament and a rock festival all in one. And not only that, it's an individual tournament and a team tournament. For those that aren't aware, just take us through that.
Yeah, so there's 13 teams. There were 12 last year. So the team format's pretty unique. It effectively, you've got an individual championship, but the guys compete for the team, purse just as much, really. And, at each day, they'll take the three best scores for the team. And then on the final day, the third day, everyone's score will count. So, that's the way they work it, which means that, unlike a traditional golf tournament where there's cuts, there's no cuts. And on that final day, everyone is competing to count towards their team score.
And I love the Aussies name. Do you know what it is, Rooch?
Tell me.
The Aussie Rippers.
Ah.
That's Australian, isn't it? Hey, we got some big names. Just throw a few out there. John Rahm will be here.
Rahm will be here for the first time. Yep, Lucas Herbert will be representing River GC for the first time from an Aussie perspective. Wako Neiman is the guy who's currently in front. Taylor Gooch is back. I think we've mentioned Phil Mickelson potentially at this stage. Brooks Koepka, reigning US Open champion. Cameron Smith, of course, will be the headline Aussie. So, I mean, Sergio Garcia, I think there's about, I mean, Bubba Watson. Bubba Watson's going to be at the Port game, hitting from the sideline on Friday night, I believe.
Really?
Okay.
A raft of stars that we just haven't traditionally, in recent times, haven't been able to get them to come to Australia. So it's just a great opportunity for Australian golf fans to see the best players in the world.
We have golfing royalty here. Sergio Garcia, that made me smile. Last one, Nick. We know how busy you are. Just explain the watering hole, the 12th hole, where supporters and spectators and players alike are allowed to throw beer over themselves.
Well... we don't encourage that openly, Kim, but there is a chance that will happen. It's the epicenter of the course, really. It's a party, and players will come off the 11th hole, walk through the LED tunnel, and walk out to a song of their choice with LED, going around the perimeter a bit like a footy game. So it's a great opportunity to experience golf bit louder, which is what Live Golf is all about.
Yeah, I should explain. That's if there's a hole in one. It's uncontrollable, Rooch. Hey, we can't wait. It gets underway Friday. It's a shotgun start at 11:15 at the Grange Golf Course. There's concerts after every day. It's going to be absolutely magnificent. Get on to Live Golf if you want to go down there and experience it live. Appreciate your time, Nick, and wish you all the best.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
There he is, Nick Haslam, doing a wonderful job. Very approachable. It's a huge event. It's a great get for Adelaide. And
enormous.
Yeah, everyone.
Imagine the international coverage of it as well.
Huge, Rooch. Voted the best tournament in the world here in little old Adelaide. We've got to stop saying that, don't we?
Must. All right. A bit like your hate of City of Churches.
City of Churches. But we are little, but we do it well.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I don't like the word hate. I dislike immensely, though. Someone did it again yesterday and the day before in the football coverage. Well, the City of Churches. It's ridiculous, Rooch.
The Aussie Rippers. What a ripper.
Yeah, it's a good name, isn't it? There's a few others. South Africans are called the Stingers. John Rahm's team's Legion 13. Not sure the origins there. We're going to take a break. Rooch, on the other side, there's lots happening here in Adelaide. The racing industry is going gangbusters. We'll be chatting with Racing SA CEO Vaughan Lynch about some big races coming up over the next few weeks.
The Hyundai Staria Load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Rooch. Standing in the Hall of Fame.
3:47, just a reminder, from 3 o'clock tomorrow, we'll be giving you a chance to win a double pass to go to the Live Golf on Sunday at the Shark Shack Watering Hole. Sweet, thanks to Ned Whiskey, Australia's most awarded bourbon-style whiskey, by us, for us. That's valued at over $1,000, Rooch. Tune in tomorrow.
Absolute dream.
We'll make it pretty easy to win. Might have something to do with the Anzac Day game, maybe.
Okay.
All right. Don't want to give too much away, Rooch. All right, stack of texts coming through, but we've got to jump into racing because it's a huge weekend of racing. It's all happening in South Australia. We've got two Group 1s, and we've got the CEO. From right? No, we haven't.
No,
not there yet.
Not ready.
Oh, it says not ready there. I should have read that. Hey, that's an opportunity though, Rooch. I wondered why Big Trav was looking at me all weird. I thought, what are you doing? A lot of text coming through from our chat before about the tribunal. Now, it doesn't start till 4:30?
Our time, 4:30.
Our time?
Yes.
Okay. This one says, I've watched this a few times now. I think Toby knew he was late to the contest and began to brace from the first step to jump off the ground. His appeal will likely be rejected. If he had continued to make an attempt to mark all the way to the collision, I don't think there would be any penalty. Jacko from Lewiston, I think Jacko summed that up 100% right. But if he continued to mark and was open and still collected him in the head, well, then he'd be responsible. But it'd be a better chance than he is now.
Fascinating tribunal session then, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get off. I think Tom Barrass should.
That's another one.
I'm as annoyed as hell with this slinging rule and the tackling and players making it look
worse
than what it is.
All that stuff. Now, Port Adelaide's issued their injury report, Kim, on the back of Adelaide doing theirs earlier. Lockie Jones' hamstring against Collingwood is declared available.
Yep. There's nothing in the
schemes. Travis Boak back to be tested again.
Yep.
Tom Scully, who is an interesting option in attack eventually. Probably will see him this year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Calf test and everyone else we know is still on the injury list. So your point of Charlie Dixon after being rested, will he return immediately or have another week off, is interesting.
Mm, we'll wait and see. We find out Thursday. When's Kenny doing his press on Thursday? All righty. Toby should have gone 2 weeks ago. This yes. clown has now earned... Toby should have gone 2 weeks ago. Sorry, yeah. This clown has now earned a spot in the Tribunal Hall of Fame with Brereton and Reece Jones.
He's not a clown. He's a very, very good player.
Here's another one. Guys, I think Zerk Thatcher really struggled with his shoulder against the Pies. I saw that a few times. He hurt it in the week prior, but he kept grabbing at it after a contest, after reaching to spoil. He didn't look right. Costa's on the money. I saw that a few times, Roach. Shoulder injuries are not good when you try and play through them. Here's another one. Oh, no, we've got Vaughan's there.
Hello,
you
Vaughan.
Beauty. We've got time to chat to him now, the racing CEO of Racing SA, Vaughan Lynch. Hello, Vaughan.
Hello, guys. How are we going
yeah,
today?
Yeah, good. Going really well. It's a busy time in South Australia. It's busy in the racing industry.
Fortnight.
Hey, before we get into Saturday, the two big group ones, there was some wonderful news last week, courtesy of some sponsorship from Sportsbet. Can you enlighten us?
Yes, that's right. So the last week's announcement was the big partnership between the SAJC, the Jockey Club, and Sportsbet, which came off the back of some earlier announcements around January, where we at Racing SA and Country Racing SA had partnered up with Sportsbet. So it's closed the loop on that, and we're all racing in the state is sponsored by Sportsbet, and you know they made some outstanding announcements last week, along with the SAJC, including big promotions this week. So free entry underwritten by Sportsbet to the GA, and of course the putt for dough, where for you have a putt. So it's quite a tricky putt, but if you hold it out, $100,000, or if more than one holds it out over the 3 days, they'll share that prize. So it's great to leverage off the excitement around the golf that I know you've been speaking about, and for all those people that are in town, come down to the races as well.
So it we don't want to gloss over this. So it's free entry for everyone, general admission this Saturday?
Yes, correct. Correct. You have to register, but you have to register, but yes.
I love it.
Free entry. Once you're there, see some of the best horses and jockeys from around the country. And when we spoke last week, I was alluding to a tie-in with golf, and this is it, the putt for dough.
Ah, very good.
I saw it on TV. It's certainly not an easy putt. It's a bit like Happy Gilmore. You've got a few obstacles to get through, but it's worth having a crack at for $100,000.
Yep.
Now, what about the Australasian Oaks? Tell us, who have we got running, and which big jocks have arrived?
Oh, it's an outstanding field, and the latest market I saw, it was about $6 the field, so it's a very, very open market. Coachella's up there as one of the favourites, and it's trained by Chris Waller, the leading trainer, and will be ridden by James McDonald, who we alluded to last week is looking to come. And first time James McDonald will be riding in South Australia, so we're very excited to see James in town. Of course, our very own star, Jamie Carr, is also in the race. She's riding Coco's son, the Tony and Calvin McAvoy, and it's also one of the favourites. So it's a fantastic race, made no easier by the final field and the barrier draw. It's about $6 the field, so whoever you fancy, happy to get a look in there.
Have we got the Robert Sangster Stakes this weekend as well?
Sure have, yes.
All right.
Robert Sangster Stakes is the other feature. And it's, well, see, James McDonald's riding in that as well on Roots, which is about $12 as it stands now. The really impressive Estriella filly from trained by Kieran Mars, the favourite, at $3. And she'll be ridden by Melbourne Cup winning jockey Mark Zara. Jamie Carr's also in that riding Zapateo for Godolphin. So the big names are all here, and from the jockeys ranks, go through Tim Clark from Sydney, Craig Williams from Melbourne, J-Mac and Jake Howe, I mentioned, Mark Zara. So, you know, all the big names are here. Gabe Waterhouse has runners, Godolphin, Chris Waller. Really has worked to put the prize money up, you know, courtesy of that sponsorship with Sportsbet. And these races are worth $1 million each this week, and the two group ones the 2 weeks after. So we're very excited about it, and we look forward to getting good crowd down there and enjoying the day.
Yeah, first prize, nearly $550,000. Really like Zapateo and Passive Aggressive of each way chances in the Robert Sangster. It should be an absolute ripper. So the Australasian Oaks and the Robert Sangster are the two biggies this Saturday. What about corporate packages over the next month? What have you got on offer?
Yeah, look, there's plenty going on. The place to be is the Champions Balcony package, where you can enjoy impeccable hospitality, incredible views from the brand new Wolf Blass Event Centre. So that's the big promotion, and couldn't recommend highly enough for people to get involved in that.
What's that involve, Vaughan, and how much are people looking at if they're interested that are listening now?
Just to go on the website and just get all the details there. But I just know from the functions that I've attended at the new Wolf Blass Centre, just a great overview of the track. All your hospitality is included, and high class food and bev, and beautiful outlook over Morphettville.
And the weather's going to be. Yeah, the weather's going to be brilliant. It's a wonderful day out. And just repeating, general admission is free, courtesy of Sportsbet. So look into that. It'll be a wonderful day. Hey, we wish you all the very best, Vaughan. It should be brilliant.
Thanks for your support. And, you know, we look forward to South Australia, you know, really getting behind these three next Saturdays with these big races and all the stars in town.
Yeah, hopefully some of the prize money can stay local as well. Good on you. There he is. Vaughan Lynch, Racing SA CEO. Rooch, we're coming up to 4 o'clock. On the other side, you have to do your time-honoured journalistic masterpiece.
Yes.
Roochie's roast. Looking forward to that. Yes. A few texts, Rooch, courtesy of Montin Hyundai at Cheltenham. Blakey boy, here we go.
Ah, always interesting when Blake types away.
I was trying to talk to Vaughan and Reed at the same time. It's a long one. Hi, boys. AFL media has a lot to answer for. On one hand, you have AFL pundits saying they elected not to go too hard on a 21-year-old, Josh Rochelle, on the field behaviour because of his age. But the same two pundits in question have been more than happy to criticise the on-field behaviour of Jack Ginnivan, also 21 years old. AFL media demand clubs give access to confident young players to show their personalities off field through their myriad mediums. But then if they get too much exposure, they whack the clubs and tell them to hold the kids back to focus on footy. Ridiculous. Cheers, Blake.
Can I take his first point?
Yeah, go on.
Rochelle, as Gary Lyon said, first time they saw it, they go, first time we've seen it, hold back. Second time they've seen it, no one's held back.
No, the whole world.
Ginnivan has hardly been a case of one, not even two, not even three. It's several times, Blake. Now, Blake, you cannot compare Ginnivan and Rochelle in any way. That is one of the worst comparisons you've ever put on. He's not going well this year, Blake.
No, Blake's had a couple of rough ones after many years of very good ones, Rooch. I don't agree with this one either. And my attitude towards Josh is just fatherly advice. I'm not talking on behalf of the media. I'm just saying, I'd say if I was his dad or if I was down at the football club and his mentor, say, Joshy, you know, maybe just keep your head clear, concentrate on your footy, just do this gig, either nine or
get your footy right, the rest will come anyway.
Yeah. I just think it's another thing. It might be a big deal to him, but
step by step.
He's still growing up.
Yep, get that. Third season of footy.
We appreciate all opinions. Mario says Dylan should be commentating the golf. He played for the Eagles. Oh, boom, boom. Loves a birdie. Oh, very funny. And doesn't mind pulling out. Oh, Mario.
But pardon? Oh. Pardon? Well.
Well, actually.
Well, I've never seen you blush before.
No, I haven't blushed. I'm actually not that good. I was better off the team with the 3-wood than the 1-wood, Mario.
Oh, really?
Port and Crows should forfeit their game so that the players can play in the Live Pro-Am. What? How do you,
you reckon if they went to the vote, how would some of them go with that thought?
Here's an interesting one. How do you equate one game for Hogan and one game for Toby Green? Green's incident is way worse. I agree. I can't believe Jesse Hogan is getting one game. One game. Turn it up.
Yeah, but I might argue, what was Toby Green to do when he was committed to going for the mark?
No, well, the rules have been set now.
Wow.
You pull out. You let him mark it. Or, as per that earlier text, you keep your hands out, you don't turn your body, you suffer the consequences.
Wow.
But that's a roll of the dice too, because if you make contact with any part of your body into his head, you're still responsible because you've got their second.
What are you supposed to do in those circumstances, Jim?
Afternoon studs. Could Port give young Tom Scully a go in the forward line and just have Soldo as the ruck? That's from Rene.
Yeah,
hello,
they could.
Rene.
They could.
He's not quite ready yet, is he?
He's getting there.
Rucci, your personality is a cross between a cardboard cutout and a crash test dummy. That's Ethel from Ethelton. I don't think you'll be popping around this week, Rucci.
Yes, I will. Yes,
no,
I
she's
will.
Off you.
No, I'll be there.
No,
it's all part of the byplay,
is
her.
It really?
Yes.
She's taking a restraining order on you. I love Rochelle. Oh,
she's going to restrain me in her.
Rucci, don't be. Yeah, you got to get rid of that gimp mask, too. I love Rochelle. I hate to see him develop a fear of what would happen if he fails. That causes people to shrink back, and we don't want that. No. Be yourself and slip up, maybe scrutinise, but your victories will be even more glorious. Mm. There you go.
We don't want him to pull back too far, Kim.
No, he's got
a lot of... I want him to get rid of the chewing gum on radio, though.
Yeah, he's got a lot of support here. All right, we'll jump into the 4 o'clock news, Roochie Rooch Rooch, so you can have a little gargle and get your voice ready to do your roast.
Let's do it.
The Hyundai Staria load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Roots.
Oh, I'm on the wrong page, Roots.
You've ripped half of it.
I did. Well, I thought you haven't done the Amy Clanger yet.
We're working up to that.
Are we? Yes. All right, then. Oh, hang on, I've got to choke.
No, don't do that, because then I might have to give you the kiss of life.
No, let me die. Let me die, seriously. Oh, dear me, excuse me. And we're live or half live from Studio Lumo SA here at number 1 King William Street in the city. Energy from an Australian owned company, that's Lumo SA. I ripped right through that, Rooch. We need to jump into the roast. Just a reminder, though, that Miles Bergman will join us at 4:30, thanks to McGain Real Estate. We haven't even done Beat the Boys yet, have we?
No, but we've got a contestant. It's Joel from Woodville.
I'm very discombobulated today, Rooch.
Why is that?
Because I'm making your bloody gravy.
They say it's going to be 100 degrees, even more maybe. But that won't stop the road. Who's going to make the gravy?
Sounds like I'm choking on the gravy, Rooch. I make the gravy and the Rooch does his roast. It's a time-honoured journalistic masterpiece.
Too much pepper in it this week? Is that what's happened? Is that why you're choking on it?
Yeah. Put a little bit of curry in it.
Curry?
Curry gravy.
Wow.
Actually, my sister, the rat, puts curry in everything. Are they ever going to move out, Rooch, or am I being set up? Seriously.
Wow. How long is it now?
It's been 12 months.
Meant well, to how be, long was meant it to supposed be
seven,
to?
Six or seven.
Right.
Said six or seven with a
smile. You'll miss their company.
Yeah, I'll miss the cooking.
You
all
will.
Right. Who are you roasting?
Right. Well, Kevin Sheedy always noted Australia is the lucky country when it comes to football. We have four codes: Australian football, world football, rugby, and rugby league. Of the four, the round ball game should have been the one thriving the best. It has the world stage, a theatre loaded with grand investors, big money, a soccer pitch almost at every corner of the globe, and the biggest single sporting event on the planet, World Cup. In our lifetimes, Kim, we've heard so many times that the World Game would take over Australia, but it hasn't. Mm. There was much admiration for how soccer beat Australian football in setting up a national competition. You remember the Phillips NSL? Here in South Australia, we took great pride in the success stories at West Adelaide and with Zoran Matic's Adelaide City. They were grand days, Kim, particularly the derby between the two of them. And then what happened? The history of the game was washed away with the franchise-driven A-League. Why, oh, why did they ever do that? Virtually cleanse the sport of its history. We've noted the paranoia of world's football's cheer squads in Australia, such as when the AFL released a little fixture detail on the morning of an important Socceroos encounter. But when it comes to shooting oneself in the foot, the guardians of the world game in Australia are the best gunslingers in the land. It's been a tough week for football in Australia. The Olleroos have failed to qualify for the Paris Olympics, opening the long-running debate on how the game is developed in Australia. And the A-League has cancelled its awards night, the one that is supposed to honour the memory of our great Johnny Warren.
Why they cancel? Oh, sorry, continue.
Our own Simon Hill is far from impressed, and this audio will explain to you that for you, Kim.
I mean, this is our version of the Dally M's or the Brownlows. Unfortunately, this week, APL have announced that these awards are not going to be held in their usual way. They're going to be announced during the final series, and some of them digitally. But the spin that has been put out this week that we're going to, you know, make it an award for the fans, trying to present it as progress. Stop trying to pull the wool over fans' eyes. If you're honest about it, the fans might not like the decision, but they will respect you a little bit more if you're open and honest about it. And we all know that the reason they're not being held, unfortunately, is money. I think it's a crying shame, and it's irritating. It smacks of a game that knows the price of everything and the value of nothing.
What a great line from Simon. Knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. How can the A-League be short of cash? How can it afford a national second division if it cannot fund an awards night? Yet again, another toe or two has been shot off. Such a pity because, as Kevin Sheedy says, there's more than enough space in Australia for us to enjoy four codes of football. It is a blessing, but one code seems always cursed by itself. There you are, Kim. Yeah. The world game again in disarray in Australia.
Very well written, Rooch. And you're right. Over the course of my life, the amount of times that we heard, it's a bit like Carlton a few years ago, we're coming.
We're coming.
We're coming. They take a few steps forward, then a few more backwards.
How can the A-League be broke, so to speak?
How can they not honour Johnny Warren properly and the players that perform at the highest level?
Imagine
and
if,
then try and sell it like that.
Imagine if Richard Goyder and Andrew Dillon tomorrow announced, oh, you know what, the Brownlow's a bit, you know, old hat on TV and all that, and, you know, black tie dinners. We're going to get rid of it. We're just going to now do it digitally.
Actually, you might have to. If they continue with these stupid reports and people getting rubbed out and ineligible, for the most ridiculous football acts.
Yeah.
We are not going to have the best of the best winning, you know.
But you wouldn't cancel the Brownlow.
No, you wouldn't cancel it. But nice one, Roach. If you want to have your say on it, send us a text 0427154166. I am serious about the Brownlow, though. It's just ridiculous. We know why you're ineligible, and that was back in the day when people thumped people.
Yes.
It's best and fairest. But now it's accidental contact or incidental. Or potential to hurt someone when you weren't deliberately trying to hurt anyone and it cost you a Brownlow medal.
So
it's farcical.
As Lee Matthews has endorsed, we now have to look at getting rid of the tribunal, getting rid of the match review officer, getting Josh Marnie to be the commander in general of all things
or
to
someone,
do with the tribunal, as we knew it. And when you go in to get your penalty, or you get it told to you by email.
Yep.
It should say you are eligible and ineligible for the Brownlow Medal. It should be also some sort of decision made on your eligibility.
Rooch, in regards to your roast, Chopsy sent through a text. He said Simon Hill's one-liner was better than Roochie's 47 years of journalism.
It is a great line, isn't it?
It's a beauty. And here's a quick one on Toby Green. Toby has missed 16 games due to suspension. How can you defend a bloke with such a record? He will not be able to use the good bloke clause, will
no.
he?
No.
No, not at all.
No, he won't.
He's
a good bloke.
Yeah, 10 minutes past four. Rooch, beat the boys next. We have a contestant coming up. I think it's Joel from Woodville. Mm. He can take on you or me. Best of three questions, a chance to win $200 worth of free fuel.
Wow.
The Hyundai Staria load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Roots.
Of course,
16 on a Tuesday afternoon. Big thank you to McGain Real Estate. That's why everywhere you go, there's a sign popping up saying sold by McGain again. If you're looking to buy or sell, or if you have a property you'd like to rent out, get in touch with the team at McGain Real Estate. Roach, I've been caught out on many occasions. I was going to do some quick texts, and then I saw this one. Hi, gurus. What are your thoughts about Port Adelaide leaving the Sandful? And it's from Hugh. I'll pronounce it differently. Janice. Trying to get me to say big bum in a rude way.
Rajas.
Yes, yes. He didn't get me that time. I've been caught plenty of time. I've never seen that one before. If we'd been busier, he might have got me, Rude.
We've got to put up almost an honour board of these.
I can't
Starting
believe
with Teresa Green.
Teresa Green's got me a good one. Yeah. Then there were a few Rudy ones.
Yeah, there
was Christopher.
Mm.
Peacock.
Yes.
Yes, yes, which was said a little differently. That got me. All right, Roach, time to do Beat the Boys.
Yes.
Thanks to Ranella Hyundai, wonderful dealership down there on South Road. Hey, you stuffed that up earlier. There's people going about 5 miles past.
I know. It's 65 to 71 Main South Road, so that probably explains when I put 751, I felt like I got there earlier than I should have. I thought, gee, this was supposed to be still another 5 miles.
All right, Beat the Boys. Three questions. Someone either picks you or me, and they go. They have the chance to go in the draw for $200 worth of free fuel. Who have we got, Roach?
Joel at Woodville. Hi, Joel.
How you going, boys?
Good, Jolly. Joel. Who do you barrack for?
I'm a Crow.
You're a Crow? How are you feeling about this year?
Tough.
Yeah, it's not overly impressive, but they should just play like there's only 2 minutes to go in every game, then they might get some more goals.
That makes a bit of sense. All right, you know how this works, Jolly. A chance to get $200 worth of free petrol. You have to take on Roach or me. Who would you like to take on?
Kim, I'm going to take you on.
Okay, another one. All right, you know about my record, don't you?
Yeah, you haven't won, have you?
What?
You haven't won this
year. That's okay.
You won yesterday, Roach.
Was it a win? It was a win, wasn't it?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I wish you all the best.
Must test your buzzers, gentlemen.
Kim!
Wow.
Joel?
Well done. Okay. First question, gentlemen. From the stat masters at AFL tables, Scott Pendlebury is 5 disposals.
Kim!
Oh, this is nearest the pin. You both get a go.
Yep,
there's no need to go.
I'm going first.
Off his 10,000th disposal in his AFL career, how many of those are kicks?
Oh.
10,000. See, good thing you waited.
All right. Yeah, well, I still get to go.
So he's 5 off 10,000. How many are kicks?
Okay. Do you want me to go first, Joel?
I've got to write this down, too.
You said Kim first.
Okay. No, that's fair enough. I'm going to go 6,100.
Joel?
He does handle a fair bit, but I'm going to say 6,101.
Joel.
What's
I've gone the wrong way.
This is a player who's perfectly balanced. 4,995 kicks. He's a 50-50 handball kick man.
Oh, well, I thought later in his career, he handballed more. All right, I'm one up.
Right. Come on, now, this one's open to whoever's first on the buzzer. Who am I? I was born on September 9, 2000. I played my junior football at the Western Jets. I was picked number 12 in the 2018 AFL National Draft. I won the Gavin Wanganeen medal in 2020, the Lou Richards medal in 2023.
Oh, no, I've stuffed it up. I've stuffed it up.
Your answer is?
No, I've stuffed it up. Miles Bergman.
No. Keep going here, Joel.
Damn.
Robert Rose Award in 2023. I was an All-Australian in 2023. I kicked 2 goals in my AFL debut against Melbourne at the MCG. And I will play my 100th AFL match this weekend against St Kilda. No, you can't. I also was a regular on this show for 2 years.
That's enough.
Joel, your answer is?
No, I haven't got it, boys. Sorry.
Just guess.
No. Rightio.
All right, the exact part as it was.
Yes.
I should have waited. I'm a buffhead. Quick Roach.
What hole is dubbed the party hole at this week's? Yes.
12.
Right, you win. You win.
Sorry,
too
Joel.
Too good, mate. All good.
No, a little bit lucky there. Although you would have got you're Crows, man. The Zachy Butters one. He had a press conference today for his 100th. That was a show off. I jumped in early.
One.
Sorry, Joel. Try again. Take on the Roach. He's an easy kill.
All right, we've got to jump into a break. That's Beat the Boys. It's all thanks to Ranella Hyundai. Mm. Do we get to win the 200?
No.
Well, you can't. You're not in it. You haven't had a, oh, you've had one.
I've had one.
All right, hang on. Quick text. The Rat's put curry in everything, even his coffee and cornflakes. Oh, it wouldn't surprise me. He loves curry, Johnny. All righty, we'll take a break.
Players, a fair bit of curry he did.
Yes, Amy Klanger coming up next.
The Hyundai Staria load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Rooch.
.26 on a Tuesday, Miles Bergman coming up shortly, thanks to McGain Real Estate. And you just heard, pop into your local Hyundai dealership. You can drive away with a Hyundai Staria load from $49,490. T's and C's apply. All righty, a few texts coming through before we get to your clanger. Kimbo, the Crows being no good goes further than this year. If you include the last 10 weeks last year, they are 5-11 and beat West Coast twice and North Melbourne, as well as Gold Coast and the Blues last week. That's from Daniel. Very good text, Daniel. Rich, let's do an Amy clanger. Clangers happen. Lucky you're with Amy.
I noticed that someone has kept a record of what Footy Classified does week by week. And they've noted that after 7 rounds, every club has been in crisis. They've cut up every week by week.
Yeah.
The list of clubs in crisis. They've done the whole league has been in crisis.
It's the most negative football show I've ever watched in my life. And now, it was very negative again last night too.
There is no doubt that Hawthorn was in crisis last week.
Mm.
Sam Mitchell loaded up the agenda by saying this straight after the game that they lost.
You're just not going to be able to compete against anyone. The way we played tonight, and that's just completely unacceptable way to play, and we should be past games like that. That's as bad as we've played in a long time. I mean, we had a chat with the players around the standard that we hold ourselves to, our training, how much extras we do, how much time we're putting in, how much tape we're watching. I mean, if you're not looking under every rock to figure out the best way for you, like, I don't know how many players would say they're in good form for us at the moment.
And then he told them to bring their mouth guards to training. The result? A very, very impressive turnaround. All right, it was North Melbourne, but they made North Melbourne look second rate and listless in the second quarter. But he put it on the table, got his men to deliver, and he's turned it around.
Yeah, that's a good Amy story. Amy Klanger. Amy helps you recover from clangers with great value insurance. You won't regret. Lucky you're with Amy. I like that, Rich.
Every club's in crisis this year.
I just wish they were playing someone above 15th position, maybe.
Well, still, he got a reaction, got a response.
No, you showed me that before with...
It's amazing. Every club's been in crisis this year.
I grew up playing footy and watching footy because I love footy.
Yes.
It's a release and it makes me feel happy. The amount of negativity now with the reporting on our game is just over the top.
But it's wall to wall now, you see.
Well, it is. And so many people analysing things like they never made a mistake in their life. And I appreciate that that's not the point at times. Mm. But I think there's a way you can do it. Anyway,
what do you think? Our next guest has been put on the rack as well this week.
Who by?
Kane Corns. He's got a list of Port Adelaide players you cannot trust.
Oh, he's got Miles on there.
He's got Miles Bergman on the list.
Harsh call. We love him. And he's up next, thanks to McGain. Oh, we're not ready yet, are we? We're early for once.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's a worry. Here we go. Here's a text. You did your roast. Yeah. Name me two Johnny Warren medalists, Rucci, without Googling it. Go on, now. The last two.
I can't.
But you said it was a big deal, like the Brownlow.
It is, because we should always remember Johnny Warren.
Give me one. Craig Goodwin.
The Hyundai Staria load fits in everything from $49,490 drive away. T's and C's apply.
The Run Home with Kimbo and the Rooch.
.33, we're in the home straight. Still a lot of text coming through. Thanks to Montine Hyundai Cheltenham on 0427 154 166. This one says, Rooch, the problem is there's too many footy journalists, especially in Victoria. They all need to get a story. Thus, it turns into a gossip fest. Need to start getting rid of some of them. Oh, see you, Rooch. I can't get rid of the Rooch. That's from Matt in Brizzy. I'll be lost without him, Matt. Yeah, right. There's a lot of people reporting on footy now. There's no question about that, Rooch, and everyone wants to be heard. Mm. All righty, every week we have a chat to Miles Bergman, thanks to our good friends at McGain Real Estate. That's why everywhere you go, there's a sign popping up saying what?
Sold by McGain again.
All right, Port Adelaide led by 31 points at the 24-minute mark.
What a start.
It was a brilliant start.
What happened after that, Kim?
They lost by 42. No. That's a 73-point turnaround. Let's play some nice music. No, it's jammed. Oh, there it is.
Miles, ice. Bergman's gone for home and lost at home. Miles, ice. Bergman goes for home bang. With a magnificent bang. Kick. That's broken the ground.
Bang, bang, bang. There wasn't a lot of banging going on in the last half, I tell you what, against Collingwood. G'day, Miles.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
No pleasure. It's never as much fun after a loss.
No,
here come all the hard questions.
We understand momentum swings, Miles, but it never swung back. How is it that you let yourselves be overrun that way, particularly after such a great start?
Yeah, that's a good question. We had a good rundown yesterday at the club and sort of just talked about that sort of side of it, the momentum swings, and it's the way the game's played these days, that's like a massive part of it, and just being able to control it. So I think we sort of lost our way and lost the momentum and then didn't really do anything about it. We kept playing the same and didn't acknowledge that they were on top of us, and we really needed to just try and lock it down and sort of slow play down a little bit, which we didn't do.
So the review was yesterday. Yeah, and so you identified what you didn't do. What are you meant to do if that happens again? You said just lock it and, down, or can you be more specific?
Try and slow the game down a little bit. Like a lot of teams are trying to play fast now, and we want to play fast as well. So we'll keep doing that until we recognise that a team is on top of us. Then I think we've just got to try and cause a few more stoppages, make it a little bit tough to run through and slow the game down and cause those stoppages to just reset and get the game back onto neutral terms and then hopefully build back into our momentum.
All right, we're not trying to make you sweat or make you feel uncomfortable. There's a lot of Port supporters have been sending texts in the last few days because you lose once again to a top side. You would be aware of this before going into the game though, because you've had a few years as a group to understand what happens when momentum appears in a game. So who's not getting that message across? Does that come from upstairs, or are the leaders on the ground should be taking more direction and giving more orders and being more aware of it?
I think just us as a whole need to take better ownership and get on top of it earlier, and then just really own the contest a bit more and just be a bit stronger over the ball and not cough it up as much when things aren't going our way.
The thing that's hard to understand on this one, Miles, is we're not talking about the 24th minute mark of the third quarter and get overrun in the last. This is from time on of the first. And from that point onwards, Collingwood's got command of the game. So Kim's question's a very good one here. When did the penny drop and who wasn't dropping it?
I think we just weren't strong enough over the ball in the contest, and they just outworked us following on from, early in the first. They just got to more contests and outnumbered us there and then could just chain through us. So we just needed to try and get a few more numbers over the contest and really just outnumber, which we weren't able to do, and they were better than us in that area on the day.
I reckon the last couple of years, stating the obvious, but Collingwood have transformed the game. Is it too simple to say, I sit back and I love watching them play because it doesn't matter if they're 40 points down, 20 points up, they seem like they play the same way. It is just relentless attack, attack, attack. They never run out of bullets. They're like a machine gun. They just they're not reloading. They're just firing, 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 and they overwhelm teams. Is that a fair analysis? Because I don't necessarily think they have the best list.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like you said, their structure and their method works, and they stick to it. And that's why they're one of the top teams in the comp still today, and they really showed that on the weekend.
Miles, did the review go over what happened in the back half of the field, particularly where Collingwood was able to get so many players into dangerous space?
Mm. Yeah, definitely. We talked about, like I said, that outnumber at contests, and the stats show that, like, ground ball, loose ball gets, we're getting killed in. So it's just about how we structure the ground and shape the ground to better get numbers to contests and not allow other teams to get as many numbers to contests.
Yeah. Hey, it's not the end of the world. The club's sitting beautifully at 4-2. Supporter base gets frustrated because there's been a pattern in terms of these big games. As an outsider, I'm not concerned. You know, you learn from your learnings, you learn from your mistakes. And there's a lot of the season to go. You've got St Kilda this week, who have got some problems of their own. Do you think, or is it awkward for you to suggest one way or the other, that you'll go with the two ruck set up again? What's the commentary been around that in the review?
We haven't really talked about it too much yet. We sort of just wanted to focus on what we wanted to improve on from the game on the weekend, but we haven't moved on to next week until tomorrow. So we'll get on to that, and so, the selection panel will choose what they think's best.
So, Miles, what was your read of the two rucks? What did you think you gained or didn't gain from it?
Well, missing Charlie and all that as well, we did need another big body, so another option down forward, and gives the rucks a bit more of a rest and can run a bit harder when they are in there. But at the end of the day, it's not up to me, and we'll see what they choose to go with this week.
All right, on with the positives. On with the positives, Miles. There's a great celebration coming up this week, or there should be, and that's Zach Butters playing his 100th game. What's he like around the club? We had him on for a couple of years. What was that, 2 years ago, when he was just a young fella? He was cheeky, trying to be well-behaved when he was on the show, but you could tell he's a cheeky bugger. What's he like down at the club, and what's he done for the footy club so far?
Yeah, you described him perfectly. Cheeky bugger. He loves to muck around, but when it comes to business, he's very professional and he leads the team really well. So it's great to have him as a part of the group. Really gets everyone going, and he's so fun to be around. So we're really excited and can't wait to get out there with him this week.
So tell us what he is like as a leader, because he's now a vice-captain, which is an important role now in that whole structure with Connor Rosie. What's he like as a leader?
He definitely leads with his actions. He works really hard at training, does all the right things off the field and on the field. He'll give his all and really have a red-hot crack. And then his communication's become a lot better, especially this year now as well. He's really growing into that leadership role and communicating with all the young boys and all the players on the field with structure or supporting them with new roles. And, yeah, he's been great.
Talking of training, is Charlie Dixon training like he'll be playing this week, or do you think he may sit out another week?
Yeah, Charlie was back training yesterday and he was moving pretty well. So we'll see how he feels tomorrow and how he trains, and hopefully we can get him on the park. We'll see.
The AFL does a lot for a lot of different causes, but it's done a wonderful job over the last 30 or 40 years, putting the spotlight on those that fought for our great country and give us the life that we had.
And those who continue to serve as well.
Yeah, serve as well. Spot on, Rooch. What's it mean to you to play on Anzac Day? And has that been addressed yet this week or the Anzac weekend?
Yeah, it's definitely really special. We'll be wearing the normal Port Guernsey with the Anzac Appeal logo on it. Along with, we're selling some Anzac Day hats that will be going towards the funding for the Defence Force, I'm pretty sure, because it does mean a lot for our club as well. We have a close affiliation with the Defence Force, so to play in a game like this means a lot. And I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be a big night on Friday night. We spoke to the tournament director of LIV Golf, and he said that Bubba, I don't know if you're into your golf, Bubba Watson's going to be teeing off at the Adelaide Oval and doing a driving exhibition just before the game.
Yeah, we did get told that the other day, that he was going to be around abouts and maybe in our room. So, there'll be a lot of excited boys, I think, for that.
I think Ryan Byrne will be excited. He plays off one, doesn't he? Yeah. What do you like hitting the white ball?
A bit inconsistent. Don't play enough, I'd be off at 16, I think. But yeah, Birdo's definitely the man of the club that you need to look up to get towards.
All right. Well, a bit of a hiccup last week, St Kilda this week. We wish all the best, Bergie. I'm sure you'll get the back into the winners list, and we'll chat to you again next Monday.
Thanks, guys.
There he is.
Good luck, Miles.
Good on you, Miles.
Well, we had to ask the tough questions.
Oh, well, you do. You do. That's all the text that
but
we
I
get. And try and do
just
it respectfully.
Struggle with how there wasn't a reaction
yeah,
for
well,
a
it's
long
not,
time.
It's not like momentum something new.
No.
But we know it still happens.
But if you talk about swings, where was the moment where it swung back for Port? We didn't see it, did we?
No, it didn't. No, I think there'll be more good than comes out of bad, and I'm not trying to put a positive spin on it. I just firmly believe that. What have we got here on my last text? Oh, that's when Matt had it from Brizzy, had a dig at you, Roach. He says, in all seriousness, you need to give it away.
Thank you.
He doesn't. No. He said, on my last text, in all seriousness, you are two of the most logical footy commentators there are.
Thank
good
you.
Job. That's from Matt.
That expression, learn, and look, the day you stop learning is the day you should give up, no matter what you're doing. But I did like Taylor Walker's response to the question of, well, what are the Crows learning? I found this to be an answer I think every footy fan wants to ultimately hear from their team.
Yeah, well, he's had a gutsful of it. Yeah. And this is what he said on Triple M Breggy.
A lot of people would say, well, don't put yourselves in that situation. Well, guess what? We're in that situation. And it doesn't mean, as me at the time, it doesn't mean I automatically go back and kick the goal and we win.
You would have had to kick it too.
Probably would have, but good on you for owning your mistake. But, well, there needs to be something. You can't let results... Because I look at it this way, I'm like, we're in a position now, we were 1-4 going into it. If we go 2-4, does that kickstart your season a little bit?
Well, it begs the question. Everyone's talking about it for the last couple of years, probably last 3 years it's been brought up. Captain's call. Captain gets to make one call.
Yeah, you would want to leave it to the last minute though, would you?
Oh, they'll stuff it up. We see how cricketers do it when they go upstairs.
Imagine that. Oh, he wasted the captain's call on the second turn.
Steve Smith and Marnus Labuschagne, fair dinkum. Well, what do you think of it? Would it add more theatre?
Yes. But if we're also having a crack at the goal umpires with score review, we've got to be careful how we do this one. So is it... 1.5? Is it 1.25? Is it just one?
No, if there's just one.
Just one?
Just one. New hole.
Wow,
hold,
Jordan Dawson, hold. Good luck. Good luck with that
you
one.
Hold to the last 30 seconds.
Oh, imagine and if then you didn't
can,
use it.
Yeah, can you imagine the theatre, though? Oh. And then you had the Texan, you know, throwing his head around at the end there, playing for free kicks, and in desperation, Jordan comes to the umpire. He said, "Captain's call." They go upstairs, and the big screen, they show the Texan, whoever it may be, playing for a free kick, not even touched high, and they go, sorry, there goes your call.
And then you need it at 15
seconds
later.
Yeah. Does it add to the theatre? Would you like it?
I don't mind it, Kim. But.
And we wouldn't agree with it necessarily. Even if they saved it for the last minute, then it gets to the umpire upstairs. What if he went, oh, that was in the bag, and had Lee Matthews' view?
Yeah. Yeah. What? What if?
But you don't know unless you have it.
I mean, it'd be fascinating.
Yeah.
It'd be another element of drama to the game.
Well,
it
would. And I think
the timing of it's going to be so critical.
Oh, yeah. You just couldn't pull the trigger until the last quarter. You would be saying to your captain, no matter what happens, no matter how bad the decision, you hold. Hold. Even if you haven't had a kick and you think someone's transgressed, hold.
Wow.
Here we go. Daniel said, you know, I'm a massive Crows fan, but I'll be at Adelaide Oval Friday night. My younger brother and former Magpie and Defence Force member will be tossing the coin. Oh, beautiful. He's been captain of the Defence Force team for 10 years, but is injured this year. I'll have a great night, Daniel. I know you're a Crows fan. Who will you be barracking for, though, on Friday night? Hey, the Saints or Port? He'll send a text.
Hey, yeah, how would have Port used it in 2007?
I had for some reason my mind went back to 13 and 14 in the prelim finals. 2007, I would have used it early. I would have used it at the first free kick you didn't get. That sport a lot.
Hey, what height's the table at?
No, we don't. We leave it at a level 118 now.
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah,
here's my captain's call on that one.
Roach, what's on the menu for 4 and 20 tonight? You can't have footy without a 4 and 20 pie. What's SEN serving up?
Kane Corns, Jared Healy. I've got the stat master Daniel Hoyne on next.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And who else?
I don't know because my screen's not working.
Well, you've got the code there to put in there, Roach.
Well, it's going
to
take a bit of time.
5 years, you've had everyone wiping your backside. Oh, start doing something.
Do! I just let it go off.
All right.
Tell me who else.
Tom Deason.
Oh, here it is.
I don't know who he is. Or Descent. Tom Deason. Who's he? Brody Kemp Tom and Frank Panizzi. Are we getting
really?
Set up there? Is that Descent or Deason?
Oh, my goodness.
Getting nothing. I'm Ben's got his hands up in the air like
I'm
an
glad
emoji.
I didn't have my screen. Yeah. The one I do like is that Blighty and David Wildey are going to have Dante Vizzantini on.
Dante, we've had him on a few times, George.
Interesting how he's progressing as a ruckman and as a forward.
Mm. And what about on Mark Bickley's show tomorrow?
Breakfast? They've taken Hannah Petty again.
That's ultra. No, Ben hasn't updated it.
That's us.
No, since Trav's been on the show, Ben, they just talk sport all day and do stuff all. Fair dinkum.
That's what we have to. I haven't got breakfast. Mark Bickley, Hannah Petty joining us tomorrow.
Ooh, we're in junk time. Here's a text. This will save us, maybe. Gents, we saw the GM of the Crows in Brisbane earlier in the week. Could he have been speaking with the manager of Jack Lukosius? Well, he lives here. It's Ben Williams.
Mm.
Might have been having a chat to Jack. They are going to be aggressive. He is on the radar. Captain's call. How about restricting it to only 3 a season? Make it rare and not to be used every game. Benny from Blackwood. 3 a season.
It's got to be game by game, Kim. It's got to be game by game. Mm. Just got to work out how often you give it in a game and when you use it.
Daniel said, probably supporting Port on Friday. Don't want Port entering the showdown on a 2-game losing streak. Good logic. Good logic. Mm. All right. What else have we got here? Brady Boy, mad Port man. He's not mad. He's a good lad, but he's
fanatical.
Yep. Hi, Kimbo and Roach. In regards to the ANZAC, my respectful saying is, for our tomorrow, they gave their today, lest we forget. Oh, well done, Brett. I like that. This was from earlier, Roach, when we were talking about Port and Ken Hinckley. It says, Kimbo and Roach, the French phrase, folie à deux.
Oh, folly of two.
Is it?
We're two fools, are we?
Perfectly describes your unwavering dual defence of Ken. Roach is a linguist. He'll know what it means from Joe.
Folly of two.
Yeah.
Two fools.
Now, the Kenny dislikers after one loss are coming out. Can you ask Berger when he is on if the playing group and coaches have had some honest conversation? Oh, that's from Rene. Sorry,
well,
Rene.
To do so.
Yeah, they would. They would have.
That's the norm.
It wasn't a great performance.
That is the norm.
All right. Have we got time?
Yes.
To hear what, I'm just checking how long it went. 29 seconds. We can. What John O'Brien had to say about Australian rules football. Yep. It is becoming farcical, this evolving game. Mm-hmm. It's like we make rules up on the run. He's saying it's becoming like Gaelic football.
I understand where our game's at. The point where we're trying to protect our players, concussion, all these sorts of things. But we play a contact sport and we are asking so much of our players already to make the correct decision when they commit to a contest. In his case, probably 15, 20 metres away. It's a highlight of our game, a great part of our game. He has to make the correct decision then. Middle of the last quarter, under fatigue, and if he mucks it up by a millimetre, we wipe him out.
What do we do here, Kim? The tribunal is underway. Jesse Hogan's the first one up, and he's saying, and you'll like this, I didn't actually realise I'd had any sort of force towards his face.
Mm.
It was aimed for his chest because that's what we were both doing.
Hitting
up his.
No,
if you then hit up onto the face, you're going to pay a price for it. Now, whether it be a fine.
Well, give it a fine, Roach, honestly. We'll have no one playing the game. No wonder there's so many injuries.
What, because of?
Yeah, well, that was a long bow.
Because of the tribunal's created injuries?
Well, because there's less players out there.
Oh, and the strain on them.
Oh, it was a bit of mayo.
Wow, that is a long bow.
It was a bit of mayo.
Right.
Do you like this? Got a feel for North Melbourne. Harley Reid is the generational player they were promised with Jason Horne-Francis. Mm. That's from Will.
Yes. Well, we don't want to see tanking, but there would be a lot of teams now thinking, yeah, I wish we did have the number one pick and we could have had it like North Melbourne.
What about this one? Hey, guys, do you think Ollie Lord comes back in mid-year and rest Dixon?
Of course. That was the plan from the start of the year.
No. Dixon was going to be there as well.
No. Dixon was going to be rested every so often. Always a good plan that way. So Ollie Lord would have got more opportunity.
Going on the trial games, Finlayson was on the outer and Ollie Lord was in with Dixon.
Yeah, the point is that every time Dixon was rested, it would be more opportunity for Ollie Lord to stand, like he did in that final, Kim. How good was he in that final?
He was really good. Got to get his body right, though. Yes. We'll be back tomorrow. Kane Corns up next with Jared Healy. Mm. We appreciate all the texts. Apologies if we didn't get to read them out.
Good night.
That was another edition of The Run Home with Kimbo and the Rooch. If you missed any of the show, just search Kimbo and the Rooch on the SEN app or wherever you find your podcasts.